the rest of the story. You did know that George Washington had false teeth carved from wood? But did you know that 2,700 years before George Washington, they had better dentures than that? Then what in the world happened in between? Dentistry began 6,000 years ago. Significantly, people then suffered the same dental diseases as today, the Egyptians and the Romans and the Greeks. They thought those cavities were caused by a tooth worm, but the Egyptians, by 2700 BC, were practicing some fairly sophisticated dentistry, both prosthodontia and periodontia. They drilled holes at the roots of infected teeth to allow drainage. They wired together loose teeth. A missing tooth was replaced with a bridge, a natural crown wired with gold or silver to adjacent teeth. Dentists were using anesthesia to make dentistry less painful in 2500 BC. Then how come early American barbers used to knock or wrestle your teeth out with a pair of pliers and no anesthetic beyond a shot of whiskey? What in the world happened in those long years between the ancients and us? They had advanced dentistry. We had to start all over. How come? By 1000 BC, the Phoenicians had gold casts and crowns and bridges. Oral hygiene was highly regarded. Phoenicians were advised to scale the necks of their teeth to remove plaque. They called it tooth stone, but essentially that was the same tooth cleaning your dentist practices today. The Etruscans of the 7th century BC created false teeth, artificial teeth that were skillfully bound by wire frames. The Etruscans worked precious metals into dental bridges. Their technical skill in this field is worthy of the most modern prosthodontists. Then how come George Washington had nothing better than maple wood choppers? What in the world happened between the ancients, who were such excellent dentists, and us, who reverted to having the barber pull the tooth with a pair of pliers? Ancient Indians made toothbrushes, made them from tree twigs. And they made toothpaste from honey and oil. And they used forceps for extraction. They precisely categorized 65 oral diseases. And you study those 65 oral diseases, and you'll rediscover that their diagnoses were precise. How come they knew so much about dentistry, which Americans are having to learn all over again? The answer to that question is that the knowledge and the practice of dentistry were throttled by law, after the fall of Rome. Through the Middle Ages, through the so-called Dark Ages, anybody who dared to espouse scientific truth would be tortured and might be burned at the stake. For 1,700 years, until Fauchard, the practice of dentistry was construed, and this is a quote, was construed to be an invasion of the body, and any invasion of the body was construed to be sinful. So dentistry, for most of 2,000 years, was halted by the rigid mores and canons of the church. And now you know the rest of the story.